I'm Devon.
And I'm Clay.
Welcome to MVP Podcast, also known as Most Valuable Photography Podcast.
We are in March.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We made it.
2 months down already.
Yeah.
I guess. I wish you could. I'm just getting older, bro. I need to slow down. I'll say one thing. It is getting warmer here on the Northeast, so I'm looking forward to the warm weather. I'm tired of this. It wasn't super cold, but it was like overcast every day and just dreary.
It was probably a lot of times in the 80s for you guys for it to be cold, or 75. What do you think? What are we talking about when we say cold? What do we mean here? What are we talking about?
See, I'm sorry. You need to translate. You're talking Florida speak. I'm not multilingual. I'm sorry.
I mean, when it hits 72, it's really bad here, you know. So I'm saying, like,
I speak a little Spanish. I don't speak Florida.
Well, that's good.
Now it's warm. It's probably around 60 today. So
that's what you consider warm.
Oh yeah.
Oh my.
This is
freaking Lord.
This is
wow.
Yeah, this is t-shirt weather.
I mean, like, I thought you were gonna say, you know, today's like, you know, we hit 80. I'm like
80. No.
Wow.
80 would be, if it hit 80 today, I'd be nervous. This is way too warm for this time of year. So, no, but we like upper 50s, 60s. It's
wow.
Good weather. Yeah.
That's amazing. So,
whether you believe global warming exists or it doesn't, as a kid, I remember it was not this warm.
give me an example of what it could have been like when you were a kid.
It should still be in like the 40s and 50s.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it should really not hit 60s, 70s until end of March, beginning of April.
Wow.
You know, when the because I remember like flowers went in bloom until April.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so it was like now the flowers are trying to grow now. They're so confused. You know, because we'll get like a weird 50 degree day, and then you'll see like blue jays and bugs coming out. It's just like they come out of hibernation, and it's just like, no, it's not time. It's not time, guys. But it's the new earth. Mm-hmm. We knew after the pandemic there would be a new normal, but we have a whole new earth with global warming and post pandemic and whatever else. So we'll just have to adapt. I'm sure like our parents and grandparents saw significant change, and we're seeing significant change with photography as AI gets better, mm-hmm. and they're adding AI to your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Cell phone cameras are getting better.
I mean, the moonshots, man. Like, seriously. I still can't get over that.
So it's like the mega zoom camera that they have on the galaxies. It's like you can get moonshots and see craters.
That's crazy.
Like, it's crazy to be able to do that with a telephone.
Yeah.
Because professional cameras struggle to get that.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. You know? Trust me.
As I said, like, technology is definitely getting to the point where it's catching up with skill.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to be at a time and it's coming quick. You know, technology is moving a lot faster. So I think we're coming to a time where if you want to get into photography professionally, meaning you want to make money at it,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to be really good.
Yeah.
Like, you're really going to have to know your craft to get somebody to pay you to do it, because better than a cell phone or better than a picture that the person could have took themselves mm-hmm. is going to get tougher and tougher.
Yeah.
You know, they're already doing a lot with AI, saying, hey, submit one headshot and we'll make 100 out of AI.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
So they'll take any picture of you and they will manipulate it, put you in different outfits, put you in different, you know, scenarios.
That's
so you
freaky.
Can have like 100 headshots, and they're not charging a lot of money because it's computer based.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's freaky.
Is it great now? No. Give it a few years. Like, you know, mm-hmm. it's going to, 'cause I mean, were old enough to remember the first cell phone cameras. Mm-hmm. They were terrible.
Yes.
You know, they're very pixelated. I mean, you could get a picture and it worked.
Yeah.
And you see with every alliteration, it's gotten, they've gotten better and better. So I think technology is catching up with skill and with AI, and we have scratched the surface of the potential of AI. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to be at a point where you're going to have to be really, really good, really creative to come up with ideas that or images that somebody couldn't do themselves,
right,
or AI couldn't generate for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you may see a resurgent in film photography. Just because it's not digital.
Right. I have a feeling.
And people want something that's different.
Yeah.
And tangible, and they can hold it in their hands. You may see that. It's funny, like there's been all this effort to make things perfect, and now people will probably pay you for the imperfection. Because that's a big thing in wedding photography. Mm-hmm. Now it's like people want like film pitch images. Mm-hmm. And they want there was this whole blurry image thing going on. Mm. In wedding photography, it was a trend. I don't know if it's still going on. I don't shoot weddings, but I saw a lot in the industry about blurry pictures, and now people want to shoot, you know, they want to take some film pictures and get that aesthetic. So I think especially the younger generation, just like us, they're appreciating the nostalgia of something that maybe their grandparents or parents experience. So let's do that. Mm-hmm. And it's just different now. Whereas, and I think it's cool to like have to wait to see the results.
Yeah.
You know, cause like I go and sometimes I shoot events, parties and stuff at people's houses, and I'll bring an Instax camera and I'll take pictures. Mm-hmm. And I'll just leave them on the coffee table.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's cool.
They love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They love it. I'm like, yeah. The $60 Instax camera that I have compared to like the $5,000 worth of digital photography gear, you're raving about this little 2x2 square. Mm-hmm. That I gave you.
Mm-hmm. But they want it raw, man. They it feels raw, you know.
I think there's a lot to say about being able to hold something in your hand.
Mm, that's true.
You know, and we did the whole thing about printing your work and experiencing it that way. A lot of stuff that is talked about, fussed over in photography about sharpness and all this stuff and paying a bunch of money to get 120 frames per second. All that goes out the window when you make a nice print.
Yeah, but as we all know, sharpness has always been overrated.
Oh, totally. Totally. I went through a whole... If you go to a museum, go anywhere where the greatest pictures are, and walk around, and none of that, the majority of that stuff isn't sharp.
Absolutely.
You know, the focus is off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, but it's the image.
It's the image. It's about the feel.
It's about the feel. It's about the image. It's about the moment. It's about the person in the picture. So there's a lot more that goes into it than just the technical aspect.
When do you think AI is going to get to a point where it has all the feels?
The way it's going, I would say by next year.
Mm, that's quick.
By next year. For example, Photoshop is updated multiple times a week.
Mm.
So that just shows you how fast technology is going.
Yeah.
It's updating multiple times a week. I will say this. You're going to need a fast computer.
Mm-hmm.
Because the AI is doing a lot of calculations, and it's computers are just going to get faster too. Mm-hmm. So I do see a difference between like, you know, 64 gigs of RAM and 16 gigs of RAM. Mm-hmm. Just to give you an example. Mm-hmm. You're going to need some power if you're going to try to use AI to say, I'm going to go through a whole session or a whole event, and use AI to do it. But AI is getting to the point where you could edit one picture and, you know, just sync it, you know. And I'm talking about...
It adapts, you mean? It's like adaptable?
It adapts. So I'm talking about teeth whitening, eye whitening, skin fixing. It does so much. Mm-hmm. So you could really speed through, you know, your galleries. And I mean, from that standpoint, if you, but again, you need to know how to use the technology. Mm-hmm. So you need to get good at the technology. If you're, if you're not good at it, AI is going to make you look really bad because it's still not at the point where, and for some reason it messes hands up a lot.
It does. Okay. I've noticed that. I always see that in examples, people showing hands.
Yeah. For some reason it can't figure out fingers and hands. So it does a really bad job with extremities. The one thing I think it does that's really good is like the selection of figuring out what's a background and what's a subject. Mm-hmm. It does that well. Forward facing people, it does it well. I still don't know why all these apps, while the algorithm hates on dark skinned people, black and brown people, it's terrible.
Still out of luck.
It's terrible. It's still out of luck. It still selects them as a background. you know, even though they... So, and what it'll do is it'll select the top of their head or whatever as the background, but we'll find their eyes in their nose and mouth.
That's freaky.
I will say that I don't know what it is with cameras too. I noticed, it's a quick sidebar, it will focus on the lighter skinned person when it's searching for faces. So if there's a lighter skinned person in the, even if they're in the background and a darker skinned person is in the foreground, it usually always focuses on the lighter skinned person. Yeah. So, and it should just be finding eyes.
That's exactly right. You
know,
it should.
You know what I mean? It shouldn't really be a complexion thing. It should be more about the eyes, but, yeah, it's finding complexion too. So however the algorithm is written, it's written for a certain complected person to say like that is a face and you should focus on that.
That's so unfortunate.
Yeah, but you know, hopefully it'll get better because I know Sony cameras have AI to tell it the difference between a person, an animal, a train, you know, so it can know the difference between these things. And you can select that in the menu to say, like, you should focus on this. So there's I think AI is it's the future. It's here. We have to learn everything about it so that we can be... use it to our advantage and not be manipulated by it. I think it's the same thing. Maybe I would say our parents went through because I think we were the generation, I'm 50-ish. We were the generation of the personal computer, like people having computers in their house. I think we were the first generation of that. And our parents were the first generation of computers and technology coming into their workspace and replacing jobs. You know, so, you know, they think there's going to be a lot of things that AI and technology is just going to replace. And you need to be ahead of it, just like you needed to be ahead of technology when computers came out. And we all knew computers were going to be here and they were going to be the next wave. And if you didn't learn how to use a computer, and then it was computer and then it was the smartphone, you know, so all these things that, we see coming, you just can't fight it and be like, oh, it's evil. It's going to be the Terminator. They're going to take over the world. And you know, you can't trust it. And it's coming. It's
coming.
Here.
It's coming.
It's, not even that it's coming. It's here already.
It's, you know, just evolving, it's just, in front of our eyes.
It's just how we're going to use it. I mean, AI technology has been around for a long time. It's just trickling down to
mainstream.
The consumer level. Yeah, the mainstream, the consumer level. So we just need to know how to use it and how to use it to our advantage. There's a lot of advantages to it for people who are at the forefront of it, you can use it to your advantage, like how we're using it now for editing photos and speeding up that workflow, and how cameras are using it to take better pictures. You can use it in media creation, research. So there's a lot of things you can use it for. Mm-hmm. I think with anything, there's always the people that are going to use it for evil. Mm-hmm. just like a computer. Yes. I mean, like pretty much anything.
Absolutely.
You can use a gun to hunt, or you can use it to rob people. Like, yeah. So it's not necessarily the actual thing. Uh-huh. It's who's using it.
Yes.
You know, so yeah, I think now is the time to go back to the basic and really hone your skills. And if you want to do it professionally, yeah. If you're doing it as a hobby, don't worry about it.
Right.
You know, but if you want to do it professionally, hone in on your skills, do all the other little things that we talked about, go back mm-hmm. in the photography business, podcast about, you know, customer service and working with the subject yep. and all that stuff is going to be the biggest thing, you know, regardless of how good AI gets. I think it's going to be a while before it replaces, you know, the photographer and a creative's eye mm-hmm. to say, hey, you look good when you do this. I'm going to direct you to do this and get you through this session, and you're going to look amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't think AI is going to do that. AI may be able to say, hey, you look butt ugly. Hit this filter. It's going to make you look like this standard of beauty that we have. I think that'll be there. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll be able to have the amazing filters, but you won't be able to get like a natural looking photo of yourself
right.
that doesn't look like it's been manipulated, you
right,
know,
right.
Because, you know, we're at the avatar state now. If you look at everybody's mm-hmm. social media, everybody has a filter on their face.
Absolutely.
So you don't know how these people really look.
Right.
You know, and it's not just the women. I see you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I see you.
A lot
I
of
see
them.
You guys with the filter.
All you influencers.
Are you influencers like there with the baby smooth skin
mm-hmm. while you're in your 80s? Mm-hmm. We see.
Yeah, yeah. Please stop it. Stop it. Stop it, Jeffro. We know you don't look like that. But yeah. So look, embrace the technology. Learn how to use it. If you're just getting into the game, really embrace it because your clients are going to be on top of it too, mm-hmm. right? They're learning how to use it. You need to know how to use it in a creative way better than your clients mm-hmm. so that you can actually have a client.
Yes.
You know, so that's my little rant for this warm, not spring yet. We're still in winter, but we're going to take this day and enjoy it. Get some sunshine on our face. Increase our melanin.
Mm-hmm,
and, mm-hmm. There you go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. I dig it.
Yeah. So get ready for Terminator.
Yes.
Yeah. Terminator's coming to take your job. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yeah, but until next time, where can they find you if they want to discuss Terminator AI?
Or the weather, how freezing cold it is.
Or the weather. Oh, I don't think they don't speak, a lot of people don't speak Florida, so you might have to.
Have to translate for them. I'll draw a diagram for them. But I'm cwdailyphoto.com and cwdaily everywhere that matters. And what about you? If they want to come talk to you about the beautiful 69 degrees and
not even
not even there yet.
You're pushing it. You're pushing it. But yeah, I can lie. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. You can find me at devonwarrenphoto.com and at devonwarrenphoto on all social media. And you can find me in the warm weather somewhere with a camera.
He's winding the film. You could hear it.
You can hear it. Yeah, that's me. I'm the guy with the mm-hmm. funny camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come chat to me.
Yes.
No, don't come chat to me. I don't
know. Stand, hold still. I'm taking a picture.
Exactly. Oh, man. But until next time.
Yes. Ciao.
Ciao.